to Rambam on the Line. Today we're going to learn the concluding chapter of the first halacha of the Rambam, Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah. The Rambam has been talking in the last two chapters about nevuah, about prophecy. Now the Rambam continues with halacha aleph. Kalavi shiyamad lanu, if any prophet should arise to us, the Yavran, he says, Shashem shalcho, that Hashem has sent him to be a prophet. Now we learned before that he has to be a pious person, a learned person, someone who we know to be very righteous. But still, that doesn't mean he's a prophet. What do we do to tell? In a tzaklasas os, kechem miyosas Moshe Rabbeinu, o keosas Eliyahu v'Elisha, sheyesh b'mashinim min hagi shalaylam. He does not have to make a sign that is supernatural, that changes the world, the way Moshe Rabbeinu's miracles, or the miracles of Eliyahu HaNavi, or of Elisha. His sign is that he predicts things that are going to happen in the future, in the world. And his word should come true. As the pasuk says, if you say in your heart, how will we know if the prophet is telling the truth or not? So the Torah continues and says, if you see what he predicts and if it comes out and it's true. If a person comes, and first of all, he is fit to be a prophet in the service of Hashem. And secondly, and he's not coming to add or subtract, but to serve Hashem better through the mitzvahs of the Torah. In Amram Lo, we do not say to him, split the sea for us. Bring a dead person back to life. Or similar things. And then we'll believe you. And Amram Lo, we say to him, if you are indeed a prophet, tell us something that will happen in the future. And he says it. Then we wait to see if it's going to come true or not. Even if a tiny thing does not come true, then we know he's a false prophet. If all of his words do come true, then we believe him. Halacha Beis. Now, how often do we have to test him? The Rambam says, "Beit Knesset Pa'amim Harbei." We test him many times. In Nimshut Vav Namanim Kulan. If all of his words come out true, Harezet Aviemis. Then we know that he's a true prophet. As it says concerning Shmuel, the Yada Kol Yisrael, Midan Vaber Shava, that all of Israel knew from Dan till Beersheba, from the north to the south, Kidam and Shmuel, and Navi Lashem. But Shmuel was trusted as a prophet of Hashem. Now the last Mishnah points out that in the last halacha, the Rambam says you're not allowed to ask the prophet too much. And there's a prohibition of testing the prophet, as we'll see when we learn that halacha. So the last Mishnah explains that you are supposed to test him many times in the beginning, but not beyond a certain limit. Now, he doesn't say how many times you're supposed to test him, and the Rambam doesn't specifically say. One of the commentaries of the Rambam says it's three times that you test him, but I'm not sure that everyone would agree with that. In any case, the Rambam says many times without specifying how many, and beyond those times, it is forbidden, as we'll see in Halacha Hay. Halacha Gimel. The Rambam asks a question now. These various sorcerers and diviners also prophesize and predict what is going to happen in the future. What's the difference between a prophet and them? These kind of sorcerers and diviners, some of the things they predict come true, some of them do not. Kinyan Shinema, like the pasuk says, Yamdu Navi Yoshiacha Hovrei Shemayim Achozim B'Kochavim. Let them stand up, let them save you, those stargazers who look at the skies, at the stars. Madiyam Machadashim Meshayavau Alecha. They tell you in the future what's going to happen to you. That's the quote of the pasuk. The Rambam analyzes the word Me'asheyavau Alecha, literally means not all that will happen to you, but some of what will happen to you. Me'asher v'lo kol asher, of what will happen, but not all that will happen. Sometimes they'll be in total error. Maybe nothing they predict will come true. Kinshidamar, like it says in the Pasuk, Mesa Isis Badim Vekasim Mihalel, that Hashem destroys the signs of the sorcerers. And sometimes some comes true. The Kosem may have some insight into the future, but it's inconsistent. But the prophet, all of his words come true. Shinam, as it says, Kilo Yipol Midvar Hashem Aitha. That from the word of Hashem, nothing falls to the ground. Similarly, it says, The prophet that has a dream with him shall relate the dream. And the one who has my word with him will speak words of truth. Why do you mix the straw with the pure grain, says Hashem. The Rambam explains this allusion to mixing the straw with the grain. The words of the people who predict things by sorcery and dreams, that's like straw that has a little bit of grain in it. But the word of Hashem to the prophets is like the grain that has no straw at all. Concerning this matter, the Pasuk promises us, the Amar, and it says, those things that the sorcerers inform the nations, and they lie because they're not accurate, the prophet will tell you words of truth. And therefore you don't need these diviners and sorcerers. Kiyotuba, a similar idea, Shinamas, it says, you shouldn't have your somebody who passes his son and daughter through the fire to serve the idol Molech, the Gomer, etc. And it says, Kiyotuba, the Gomer, that these nations depend on their soothsayers and sorcerers. The Amar, and then the Pasuk says, Navi Mikibacha Mechach of the Gomer, but I will set up a prophet to you. This teaches us, the prophet arises to tell us those things that will happen in the world. Whether it's plenty or famine, or chamav, or shalom, war or peace, or cure depend, and so on. A prophet can even tell the needs of the individual. Like Shaul, for whom something was lost, and he went to a prophet, the prophet should tell him where it was. And similar things the prophet says. Not that he makes a new religion, the Rambam repeats this idea, or adds a mitzvah, or subtracts from it. Now, according to what the Rambam just said, everything the prophet says must come true, or else he's a false prophet. However, in Halakha Daled, we see there is an exception to this. Divrei HaPuranah Shenavi Emer, predictions of bad things that the prophet says. Yoshiyama Plomi Yamu, it's like, for example, he says, so-and-so is going to die. Or Shalapamis Rav, or in such a year there'll be a famine, or Muhammad, or a war. Kiyotim Dvarvelu, or similar things, Mu'amdu Dvarvelu, Zach Hashem and Vuatso. If his words did not come true, that is not necessarily a refutation of his prophecy. In Amr, we do not say, Hine Dibra Veloba, behold, he spoke, and it didn't come true. Shakadosh Baruch Hu, Erech HaPayim Rav Chesed, V'nich Ma'a Rav. Hashem is long-suffering, is very kind. He relents from the evil. Maybe the person or persons did tshuva, repented, and they were forgiven like the men of Nineveh. Or he suspended the judgment like Chizkiah, that he delayed the punishment. If he promised to do something good, and he said such and such a good thing will happen, and it did not, then you know that he's a false prophet. Any good thing that Hashem makes, even on a condition, he does not change his mind. The only time we find that he changed his mind from a good thing was in the destruction of the first temple. He promised the tzaddikim that they would not die, in Rishon together with Rishon. Then he changed his ways. Because the tzaddikim really should have been mocha, they should have stopped the Rishon from sinning. This is explained in Tractate Shabbos. And as the Lachem Mishnah points out, this happened only one time in history that Hashem changed the prophecy when he said something good and he changed it to something bad. And therefore, it's still considered a valid test for the prophet if something good doesn't come true, because it must come true. Although there was an exception, but that was such a rare and unusual exception, that doesn't change the basic rule. Holamadatam. So this teaches us, Shabadivri Atova Bavadi Bachananavi. Only with prophesying for something good can you test the prophet. Something bad, maybe the person did tshuva. Hushi Yirmiyah Amma B'tshuvah Salachananya B'nazar. Kishaya Yirmiyah Misnabi L'Rav Achananya L'Tova. We have a story that Yirmiyah was predicting the destruction of the temple. Hananiah ben Azariah was a false prophet, was saying everything would be okay. So we find that when Yirmiyah was saying bad and Hananiah was saying good, Yirmiyah said to Hananiah, "Im lo yamdu dvarayim b'zarayah shani navi sheker. If my words don't come true, there is no proof that I'm a false prophet. Im lo yamdu dvarecha yivada shati navi sheker. If your words don't come true, then it is known that you are a false prophet. Shenam as it says, Akshmano sedavar zeh v'gomer. Listen to these words. Yirmiyah says, Hanavi Yeshida B'Shalom B'Vo Dvar Navi Yevada Navi Ashesholcha Hashem B'Yemes. The prophet that says that there will be peace when his words come true, then we will know that God sent him in truth. But if his words don't come true, then we know that he was a false prophet. Halacha Hey Navi Sheheyed Lo Navi Acher Shu Navi Harei B'Cheskas Navi. Let's say if there was a prophet who was known to be a prophet already, he's been tested and known to be a prophet. If he says that another person is a prophet, then that second person has to be accepted as a prophet. You do not have to investigate the second person. For we see that Moshe Rabbeinu testified for Yehoshua, and all of the Jewish people believed in him before he made any sign. And the same would be true of future generations. If a prophet, once his prophecy was well known, and his words came true again and again, or as in the previous case, another prophet testified on his behalf, he was going along the ways of prophecy. You're not supposed to think about him and doubt his prophecy and think maybe it's not true. You're not allowed to test him more than is necessary. So we should always be going and testing and testing. Do not test Hashem your God as you tested in Masa. Shamru, as the Jews then said, is Hashem in our midst or not? Some of the commentaries say that the prohibition of testing Hashem, which the Rambam applies to the prohibition of testing the prophet, applies in a general sense as well. You're not supposed to test Hashem and say, if I do such and such a mitzvah, you, Hashem, should do such and such to me. And if you don't, then you're doing wrong. You're not right. Or Hashem, Chas v'Shalom, isn't listening and doesn't know. That's a test of Hashem, and you're not allowed to test Hashem. Rambam, of course, is talking about testing the prophet, which is included in the idea of not testing Hashem. And Amayakash Anodish is a Navi. Once we know that this person is a Navi, Yamino, we're supposed to believe him. The Yeduk Hashem Bekirbam, and they should know Hashem is in their midst. They shouldn't think about this prophet and doubt him. As the Pasuk says, they should know that there was a prophet in their midst.